Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that ye are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says, ye are as lively stones built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly.
Good morning. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. You are now in tune to Lively Stones Ministry. And how many know this morning that God is a quickly moving God? He's long-suffering, but when he make up his mind to do something, he moves swiftly, quickly. And as being a child of the Most High God, we have to already be ready to answer when the Lord have called or commissioned for something for us to do that we shall reap. Let us not be weary in well-doing, but we shall reap in due season if we faint not. Come on here. We thank you for tuning in this morning. We're live here in the studio, WCNO 89.9 FM in the beautiful city of Palm City, Florida, coming to you live just one more time. The goodness of God. I cannot express it even much the more how good God have been. God is doing a wonderful work here on the Treasure Coast and throughout all the counties where we're being heard at. Amen. On this morning, we thank you for allowing us to come to say something obtaining to the word of the Lord. I come to tell somebody on this morning, when I have a conversation with folk, what does it profit me? I'm not interested in, something that can't deliver my soul, something that can get me closer to God. I need to hear a word from God. I need some instructions on God. I need to be fed with the word of God. I need to know what's my next step in God. I need to know where my destiny lies at. I need to know if I have been accounted for in this day that we're living in right now, because we're living in a time right now that you shall know where your salvation. Jesus said that when thy redemption, amen, comes near, amen, lift up your heads and lift up your eyes, for your redemption draws nigh. It's nearer than you believe. You got to know who you're serving on this morning. You got to have a made up mind, and your heart got to be regulated and turns towards God quickly. Amen. For he is God, and besides him, there is no other. We thank God certainly for Pastor David Frank Cure for being in our midst just one more time. Amen. The man of God. We thank God, amen, for you out there this morning. We thank God for you allowing us to come forth on Saturday morning here on Lively Stones Ministry, the ministry where you're somebody in the Lord. And we come to encourage, we come to lift up the name of Jesus, and you are a recipient of that, and to having a mind and a heart to receive what the Lord is doing in this day. Before we go any further, we want to make an announcement on this morning. We're speaking over at Tabernacle Church of Deliverance tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, 10:15 a.m., where the pastor is, Pastor Harriet Gordon, overseer, Mother Dorothy Gordon, anointed people of God. And we thank God for the opportunity that he had put before us to be able to speak a word. And how many know you got to be able to speak a word? Amen. When God call upon you, the Bible souls declare 1 Peter 3:15, always be ready to give an answer to every man will ask you what is the hope and the reason that is in you. But you got to sanctify the Lord thy God in your heart. And we just thank God. It's 10:15 a.m. 2907 Avenue S at 10:15 a.m. You know, we've been coming on the radio now for 2 years. God had made provision and the resources for us to be able to come on and speak a word, amen, that pertains to, amen, God. And we thank God truly for all what he have done for us. And we don't take it for granted. The bread of life, have God have equipped us with the bread of life. And we have a zeal, continue, amen, to call upon him while he's there, God, and to let our bodies be a living sacrifice, acceptable and holy unto the Lord, which is our reasonable service. A lot of times we come live on the radio, amen, pretty reliable and consistent and being faithful stewards, amen, and ambassadors of the Lord. And now it's time for you to come out, amen, and to experience the move of God, the impartation of the Lord, to transfer the spirit, amen, for the living God. We need God for we people of God. We got to have him every day. It's your medicine, it's your food. God said that all souls belongs to him. But that soul that sinneth, that soul shall die. You know, the word of the Lord. And the Bible souls declare Psalms 119:11. That word that I have hid in thy heart, that I might not sin against thee. It's the word of the Lord that have to be go into your heart. It's the scripture, as you memorization on the scripture and think about the goodness that it is written. Get thee behind me, Satan. It is written in the word of God that make a man want to do what is right. It's the Holy Ghost that convicts. And you know, we didn't come to condemn folk, but we come to, amen, to lift you up. And I believe the Bible souls declare that if I be lifted up, Jesus, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto him, unto me. He's the source. He's your guide. Amen. He's your direction, the divine protection of the Lord. God have equip you, quicken. The Bible souls declare thy word is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, for another opportunity to come before you, oh God, one more time. Thank you, oh God, for your goodness and your mercy, oh Lord. If it had not been for you, God, where would we be at this morning? Lord, we thank you, oh God, for all what you have done thus far and what you're going to do, oh God, gone forth. Oh Lord, we humble ourselves up under the mighty hands of God. God, we ask you, oh Lord, to touch your people each and everywhere here on this universe. Oh God, that faithful listener that listen quite frequently here. And we ask you, Lord, to touch them and meet all their endeavors and everything that they push to put their hands to, oh God, that they may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper, oh God. We come, oh Lord, individually and collectively, oh Lord, as the people of God, and we stand in rejoicing in the hope of the glory of God, whereby we stand, oh Lord, and having done all to stand, oh Lord, your people, oh God, which are called by your name, just humble yourself, people of God. And God is a God that he shall not lie. Son of man, he shall not repent because he's God. He's your God. And besides him, there is no other. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. And amen. Perseverance. If it's a word today, this morning, God has pressed upon my heart for pushing towards the higher calling of God. There's some calls that some have refused to answer, and God is still tugging at a one's heart. And God wants us to be pure, undefiled before him, and blameless before him. As the Bible souls declare, God hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. As you begin to break down the word of God and look in Ephesians 1 and 3, blessed us with all spiritual blessings. See, the spiritual blessings is it's a gift. It's a gift from the resurrection and the embodiment of Jesus Christ. And simply Emmanuel, for you have been forgiven of your sins. So it's a spiritual blessing to get to know him now deeply inside. See, some folk want riches and fame, and they want to be blessed automatically. But if you just get to know him in an hour and get to know him deeply and get rooted and grounded in Christ Jesus, he have blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That which is when Jesus said that all power have been given unto me, which is in heaven and that which is on earth. And you are a recipient of that because you are joint heirs and heirs of God. And being heirs of God, this means that you're being children of God. This means that you have an inheritance with God. But you have to believe that God is calling you to a great work. You got to believe that the word of the Lord is nigh thee, you know, even in thy mouth and in the heart. And it makes your heart, amen, be revelant unto the Lord. Let us worship the Lord. Let us be accessible to the word of God. Let us come boldly before his throne, and let us be, amen, in a way where God will come in and intervene in a one's life. And when you get filled up with the Spirit of God, you know that God is working deeply on the inside of you, because you don't want to go and do that which is displeasing in the eyes of the Lord. And it is the breath of God, the Hebrew word breath of God, when God broke breath into man, made man a living soul, ruha, which is the wind and the spirit of the living God, which is fundamentally sound with sound doctrines, fundamentally sound with the root and the groin and of good ground. And some seeds fell upon stony places, some fell among the thorns and the thistles, but that felt on good ground will cultivate the word of God, and God will begin to weed out the weeds in you. Weed it out. But you got to meet God right where you at. Some folk feel as though, well, I'm gonna get right with God, but yet don't let me go do this. But I'm reminded when Jesus began to tell a parable unto the man, he said, Lord, I will follow you whithersoever thou goest, but first forbid me to go and bury my father. But Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. In other words, if you're going to follow me now is the acceptable time. Now is the time that I got to get to know him for myself. Now, I can't be worrying about what other folk is doing. We have prayed for folk. We have lift them up, and we have stood in the gap for people, and we have stood in the gap for and folks in our family, and we continue to pray without ceasing, and we're going to continue to lift them up. But I cannot let that be a cloak or a hindrance to me for where I'm going and my fundamentally sound the goodness of God have God have been to me, where God have got my attention. It wasn't some type of magically form or some type of shake and bake genie, if you would. It was God who solidified me and brought you. I'm talking to you this morning out there. He brought you into a fold. And once he bring you into a fold, there's a divine reservation that is set up for you. But now you have to exercise that which God have given you. The Bible so's declare, Proverbs 18:24 verse, there is a friend that sticks. A man that have friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that stick closer than a brother. And Jesus have been good to us, you know. And by him being good to us, we ought to praise God. We ought to serve God. We ought to exalt him e much the higher. We ought to recognize who God is in our life and make no provision for the flesh. I understand that once you come unto the Lord, and once you believe and understand that what he have done for you in your life, and you have been transformed by the renewing of your mind, and exclusively you have been translated out of darkness, amen, and you have been brought into the kingdom of his dear son. But you can't come out of darkness unless you meet God right where you at. The Bible so declare, when Jesus told the parable, when Jesus said that when a man walketh in the nighttime, he stumble because there is darkness in him. Metaphorically speaking, when we're walking in our ways of our spiritual life, and you have not yet found God, but you're searching for him, but yet though you have not relinquished the flesh unto you, you walk in the spirit that you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. A lot of times I believe folk, they want to do that which is right. They want to do right, but flesh have hindered you. Flesh have slowed you down. And flesh, the Bible says, flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. It shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And we're living in a time now where spirituality, where God have blessed us in spiritual blessings in heavenly places, our mind, our heart, our affections, hidden in Christ, have to be directed toward that. Paul said in the book of 2 Corinthians, that fourth chapter, I believe it's the third verse, when it said, if our gospel be hid, it is hidden to them that which is lost. The ones that have not comprehended, the ones that, you know, in other words, what Paul is saying here, that your heart have been blinded by the God of this world, and your focus is in the wrong direction. Your eyes is in the wrong direction. Your spiritual eyes have to be enlightened, if you would. You have to be able to see through the eyes of God. But a natural man receiveth not the things that be of God. Their foolishness unto him. The Bible says, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. They're spiritually in tune with God. There's a time where you, in your prayer life, you have to be attentive to the word of the Lord. And this begins with a fundamentally sound word of God. The word of God, if If I can express one word of God, which is love. You know, when you begin to love someone, and once you love them and they have love that you back, you want to appreciate them more because the generosity and the love that they had showed towards you. So what greater love that the Father had bestowed upon us that we shall be called the children of God. Now, if you hear what I'm saying and you can relate what I am saying here, this word is definitely for you, because how many know as a believer that it is God? It wasn't no goodness of mine that when I was going through in my life, and you know, some of us had to learn the long way and the hard way, had to go the long way around. Only thing we had was an 11-day trip, but we made it out of an adventure, if you would. We made it a circus, if you will. We made it heartaches and pain and suffering and going through and hardships and a lot of worry and stress and anxiety. But if we just would have looked to him. But now that we have looked unto him, that the word of the Lord said, the word of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous running into it, and they are saved. And now you have been redeemed from what you've been doing, and let the redeem of the Lord say so now. But yet though we have tripped up, we have fallen at some time, somebody done fell nigh on this morning. But I come to encourage you that the Bible sows the clap. In Proverbs 24:16, amen, a just man will fall seven times, a righteous man will fall seven times and rises up again. Somebody been down in the miry clay, in the muck, in the clay, but you can get back up again because God loves you. Amen. And once God have came in and done a work or a reformation and have done a surgeon, amen, in your life, then you realize, you get the picture now, because nobody can do you the way God done you. And I believe and I'm convinced that folk is looking for attention. Folks is looking for love all in the wrong places. And in this time now, in other words, now to run to God and to run away from things that plagues you, things that got you baffled. Glory to God. But you got to understand that when you in God, there's always a chance. You always have an opportunity to rise to the occasion. You already have put the enemy up under your feet. The word of the Lord said that God's word, heaven is his throne and earth is his footstool. So you are recipients of that. Amen. And God comes to alleviate your pain or to reduce your pain and what you're going through. So you need to minimize your worrying and maximize your worship. Spend time worshiping with the Lord. I just begin to think about the goodness of God, and I begin to think about my time when I get up in the morning, and nothing like getting up early in the morning. And I always been a morning type person, and it's a great time to hear from the Lord. God recommends that for you to get up in the morning and spend time with him. Divine intervention, divine revelation, where God want to show you something. But a lot of times we done got too lazy, and to hear the voice of the Lord, amen, want to come in and do some things and show you some things and speak to you and talk to you, because you about ready to walk in a trap. But you fail to yield or to hearken unto the voice of the living God. Now we got to understand that God's word, amen, will not return unto him void. So when the word starts within you first, it's within you first, and it trickles, amen, down to your spirit, and it hits your spirit and make you want to be obedient. The word of God make you want to be obedient, child of God. You know, to do the word and to hear the word, amen. And the word of God is satisfying for the soul. And he is a holy God, and he recommends holiness. He recommends Amen. For you to walk in the statutes of the Lord. My son, forget not my commandments. Keep thy law. For in that keeping my law, it shall be satisfying to thy soul. Amen. And then you will find good understanding in the sight of God and man. Why you think a lot of times when people receiving you or you go for a particular interview and God have already softened their heart and they're receiving you, how you carry yourself in your conversation, there's something different about you, woman of God. There's something different about you, man of God. Hey, man, people can see the spirit of the living God on the inside of you. Hey, man, and it's clarity. It's confirmation. And I've been hearing so much about we need to get ready for a man know not the time nor the hour for God to make his return. We just don't know when Jesus is coming back. But if we get ourselves in order, and stay in this word of the Lord, we don't have to worry about that. Everything else will take place. And everything else will stand fast for itself. It is time now for you to know the God, to know the Lord who have, amen, brought us thus far into this where we stand. And we come to realize that proclaiming the liberty of Christ Jesus is a beautiful, amen, feeling. This is the ministry going forth where God have I pray that God have blessed your ministry. If you have a ministry, I pray God that bless your homes. Pray God and bless your individual goals and your endeavors and your, you know, whatever you put before the Lord. God is a God of restoration. You know, I understand that the counsel of God, you'll be tree planted like a tree planted by the rivers will bring forth your fruit in due season, and your season is come. Amen. You just need to continue to hold on unto the Lord. Oh Lord, have mercy. I believe David said Psalms 27:13, I will have fainted. Come on here. I would have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I would have given up. I would have lost heart. But I believe to see the goodness of God over in the land of the living. The Hebrew word for good is tov, which translates into something that is pleasant, something that is beautiful, something that is morally good, often combining goodness with God, you see, which bring forth love, kindness, mercy, yes, sir, benevolence, which is the love of God, the agape love of God. And we don't have love, we have nothing, and nothing at all, but God commended his love toward us while we were yet sinners, and Christ died for us. And we come to spread the evangelical hope of the risen Savior. Glory to God. You're excited this morning. I'm starting to feel the Lord rising up in me, the anointing that destroys the yoke. Yes, sir. You got to understand, amen, that God going to move quickly in your life. Yes, yes, yes. You got to be patient with the Lord, though. Now, if he sees fit for he to move quickly, he'll move quickly on your behalf. You got to understand, one day with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years, one day. God have a time and a place for you, and it have already been predestinated, my friend, and ordained, amen, for God to move, and he will move. I'm trying to tell you right now, but God looking for a faithful folk. Bound to him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before his presence of exceeding joy with glory. The only wise God, I say you, majesty, power, and glory. Amen. We
thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO. Everything.